A Nirvana and Fire Pronunciation Guide, read by Yue. So let's start with the title of the show in Chinese, Lang Ya Bang. Lang Ya Bang. Lang Ya Bang. Now for the main cast, we have our beloved main character, Mei Chang Su. Mei Chang Su. Mei Chang Su. Or his scholarly name, Su Zhe. Su Zhe. Su Zhe. His childhood name is Lin Shu. Lin Shu. Lin Shu. His childhood nickname, we take off the Lin and we add the word for small. So, Xiao Shu. Xiao Shu. Xiao Shu. All his underlings call him chief, or in Chinese, Zong Zhu. Zong Zhu. Zong Zhu. Everyone else calls him Sir Su. So, in Chinese, Su Xian Sheng. Su Xian Sheng. Su Xian Sheng. And our beloved filial calls him Su Ge Ge. Su Ge Ge. Su Ge Ge. The princess or duchess Ni Huang. Mu Ni Huang. Mu Ni Huang. Mu Ni Huang. She is also referred to as Ni Huang Jun Zhu. Ni Huang Jun Zhu. Now, if you are Mu Qing or even one of our sunshine boys, you might call her Ni Huang Jie Jie. Ni Huang Jie Jie. Jie Jie meaning elder sister. And if you're whining, you go, Jie. Now, our dear water buffalo, Xiao Jing Yan. Xiao Jing Yan. Xiao Jing Yan. He is often referred to as Prince Jing, so Jing Wang. Jing Wang. So you will notice that even though his name is Jing Yan and his title is Prince Jing, they are not the same word and are pronounced differently. In his name, Jing Yan, we use the third tone, Jing Yan, and in his title, we say Prince Jing, fourth tone, Prince Jing. If you're his underling, you call him Dian Xia, or Your Highness, Dian Xia. And if you are Mei Chang Su being angry at him, you call him Shui Niu, Shui Niu, or Water Buffalo, Shui Niu. So an interesting thing about Jing Yan's name is that the third character of his name, Xiao Jing Yan, Yan, that character is not actually read with the second tone. It's supposed to be the third tone, Yan. Xiao Jing Yan. But that sounds a little bit forced, especially when we're speaking. So even in the show itself, they kind of change it to the second tone, Xiao Jing Yan, and not Xiao Jing Yan. It's just interesting to know. Moving on to our favorite young master of Langya Hall, Lin Chen. Lin Chen. Lin Chen. You will notice that his name is similar yet different than Lin Shu. So Lin Chen, fourth tone. Lin Shu, second tone. There is a difference there. Fei Liu calls him Lin Chen Ge Ge. Lin Chen Ge Ge. And almost everyone else calls him Young Master or Shao Ge Zhu. Shao Ge Zhu. Now for a bit of context, Lang Ya Hall in Chinese is Lang Ya Ge. Lang Ya Ge. So Ge Zhu is Zhu meaning master. So the master of the hall, Shao Ge Zhu. Now, there is a pun. Why do we call him the pigeon master? Is because 歌主 is very similar to 歌主. 歌 meaning pigeons or doves. So 歌主 is kind of his nickname in the Chinese fandom.